Good morning to you, to Gisela, who accompanies us from the studios, and good morning to everybody tuned in at this hour. Today is a day in which at least we have no fatalities and no critical cases. We have 136 patients admitted to our hospital, 17 in vigilance, 61 are suspects, and 58 are active and confirmed cases. In our primary healthcare system, our professionals and specialists follow 108 people. Yesterday, the island's different molecular biology laboratories processed a large number of samples, 3,375 samples to detect COVID-19. We have been announcing that a number of samples studied will be increased to detect people who might be positive and with the characteristics of this disease may be asymptomatic while spreading the virus. In the Pedro Curie Tropical Medicine Institute, 1,326 samples. In Havana's Provincial Center, 476. In Villa Clara, 401. In Santiago de Cubas, 280. In the Brother Amigeiras Hospital, 348. In the Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology Center, 276. And in the laboratory of the Civil Defense, 274 samples. As a result of analysis of these 3,375 samples, 8 people tested positive for SARS-CoV-2 and COVID-19. And the island now has accumulated 186,518 samples studied. And in the laboratories, as I mentioned earlier, the laboratories studied samples from all provinces of the country. The most significant numbers were from Pinar del Rio with 101 samples, Havana with 2,297, Mayabeque 247 samples, Cienfuegos with 88, Santi Espíritus 112, and Santiago de Cuba processed 83 samples of its territory. The 8 cases confirmed yesterday, all are Cuban, all are confirmed case contacts, and they already accumulate 2,067 people during the pandemic in our country who have tested positive in our. That's 88.4% of all cases with this source of infection being a confirmed case contact. 88.4%. During the pandemic, the source of infection has not been determined in 108 patients. That's 44.6%. And with the source of infection abroad, the same number remains unchanged, 163 patients. That's 7%. Of the 8 cases, 4 are male for a cumulative of 1,206 male cases, 50.7%, and 4 are female with 1,174 cases, 49.3%. In our country, as we always say, in the behavior of the pandemic, there are not much differences in terms of the sexes. 75%, that is 6 of the 8 cases, were asymptomatic at the moment of the diagnosis, and the cumulative in the pandemic is 1,299 people for 55.5% of all diagnosed who at the moment of testing positive did not show any symptoms of the disease in Cuba. This percentage increases to a 60.6% when we take into consideration the behavior of the last 15 days. This is something very typical of this disease, its ability to be spread in an asymptomatic state by a large amount of people. 5 of the 8 cases diagnosed yesterday are in the 40 to 60 years of age. Two are in the 20 to 40 years of age. And there's a minor. It's an 8-year-old girl from Havana, an indirect confirmed case contact. And Cuba already accumulates 271 children and adolescents who have tested positive for COVID-19, out of whom 92.6%, that is 251, have recovered and have been discharged. And we always reiterate the favorable clinical evolution this age group has had, not exhibiting complications of any kind. The 8 cases belong to Havana province. Of them, 5 are related to an outbreak identified in the Abel Santa Maria health community in Cerro, in the Cerro municipality, and the others come from 3 municipalities, Centro Habana, Habana del Este, and Cotorro, as you can see in the graph. Thus, Havana remains in first place with positive cases per 100,000 inhabitants in the last 15 days, with a 2.76 rate, which is higher than the one it had yesterday. Mayabeque province is the other one with cases reported in the last 15 days, with the 7 cases diagnosed, and it has a rate of 1.82 per 100,000 inhabitants, the same rate it had yesterday. Despite of the number of samples processed, we reiterate that the remaining 13 provinces and the Isle of Youth Special Municipality continue without confirming cases in the last 15, 30, or 60 days. In Cuba, with the 2,380 patients diagnosed with the disease, 58 remain active, remain admitted to our hospitals. That's 2.4%. 54 of them have a stable clinical condition. That's 93.1%. Have a stable clinical evolution. We have 4 patients listed in serious condition here in Havana, and they are admitted to the Salvador Allende Hospital. And for 10 consecutive days, we report no patients in critical condition in our country. We always regret the death of 86 people, and we convey our condolences to their relatives. 86 people who have died in our country due to the disease in the pandemic. For 9th consecutive day, we have no fatalities, and with this number, Cuba's lethality rate is of 3.61%. With this rate, Cuba occupies the 21st place among the countries of the region and the 103rd place in the world. This is the order it takes in terms of comparative fatality and active case rate of the different countries of the world and the region of the Americas. 5 patients were discharged yesterday. As you may notice, again, we cannot achieve a positive active cases discharge ratio. Of the 5 discharges, 4 are from Havana and 1 is from Mayabeque. And we have accumulated 2,234 patients diagnosed in Cuba with COVID-19, that is 94%, who have recovered, and as we always say, they are back to their daily activities. The world continues with this alarming trend. We have even seen how some countries who had started to de-escalate and start the recovery phase, they have been forced to retake some restriction measures in some parts of their territory. In the world, the same 185 countries remain reporting cases of COVID-19, and with 188,167 cases diagnosed yesterday, the world has already reached 11,241,655 confirmed cases. And yesterday, 4,408 people died in the world, for a cumulative of 530,668 deaths. That's more than a half a million deaths, for a lethality of 4.72%. The region of the Americas remained as the epicenter of the pandemic, and it reported 108,844 new cases yesterday, for a tally of 5,813,255 confirmed cases. This already accounts for 51.71% of all the cases reported in the world. They are in the region of the Americas. Yesterday, 2,608 people died in the region, for a cumulative of 265,065 deaths, and this represents a 4.56 lethality. Now let me delve a little bit into the indicators that allow for the decision to start the different phases. This is something evaluated on a daily basis by the National Special Group and by the temporary group led by the President and the Prime Minister and Deputy Prime Ministers. They verify the condition from the implementation of every phase in the provinces. Regarding the first indicator, which is the incidence rate, in Cuba, it is currently of 0.59 per 100,000 inhabitants, taking into account the amount of cases we have had in the last 15 days, which is 66 cases. This indicator is always compared with the previous 15 days, and it currently has a reduction of 50.4%, which is why Cuba fulfills the prerequisite of incidence rate for the first, second, and third phase of the first recovery stage. All of the provinces meet the requirement. And Mayabeque in the San Jose de las Lajas municipality has 7 cases compared with the previous fortnight. It is the only municipality in the territory which does not comply with this requirement. The reproductive rate is a technical indicator used by epidemiologists and statisticians, which refers to the number of new infections that one infected individual can cause in a susceptible population. In the last 15 days, it's below 1, 0.66, and all provinces meet this requirement except Mayabeque and the mentioned municipality. Active cases, we always give that number. In Cuba, we currently have 58 active cases, which represent the 2.44%, which is why Cuba fulfills the indicator for the first and second stage. For the first is of 5% or below, and for the second is of 3% or below. So Cuba meets this indicator for the two stages. Havana with 51 active cases and 3.8% meets the indicator for the first phase, and Mayabeque in the San Jose de las Lajas municipality, that indicator is not met. Nevertheless, the rest of the province, despite a thorough study that has been conducted in all its communities, in the communities that might be affected by this outbreak in the San Jose de las Lajas municipality, and you may notice the amount of samples processed daily in this province, and it had not had new cases, however. The number of positive cases that we have had over the last 15 days with known infection source, it is also met nationally for the first phase with 92.4%. The established indicator is of 90%. And in the case of that municipality in Mayabeque, it stands at 85.7%. This indicator measures to what extent the sources of infection have been identified in all cases. And in terms of the local transmission events, we also meet this indicator nationally, and we ratify that there is only one event of local transmission currently occurring in Havana Province in the Centro Havana municipality. This is the situation in Cuba and in the world we had to report today.